Welcome to Real Talk Wrestling. I'm your host, Josh. With me on the phone is Chris Koffler. I had to double check to make sure that I wasn't doing a fantasy show or something else because who knows? Who knows what's happening these days? Who knows? But what's going on, man? Hey, I'm glad that the podcast service worked for you. I'm glad that you can use your phone. I'm glad that you're back connected to the world because I heard you had some trouble this weekend, last weekend, viewing. Oh, viewing the old AEW.
AEW. Man. So
whoa, before we get there, because I know we're going to forget about it, I want to let everyone know up front to start. You can follow us on Twitter, Josh Kimmel OUS. I just reached 1,500 followers. That happened on Revolution Night. I gained 40 followers that night. So thank you guys. That shows me you're listening. That shows me you're watching. That shows me you're paying attention. You can find Chris, RTW Chris, as well. He did not get any followers because he did not watch the show.
Rage Twittering.
Yeah, you did. You called out Tony Khan a ton. We're trying to get him on the show, so
I don't. I didn't help.
No, because he doesn't take critiques well. He's like a child. No offense, Tony, but you're like a child. Like you don't know how to handle situations, but. Oh, we saw that on a Sunday night, but you didn't see it. But we saw it.
I didn't see it.
No. So do you want to go ahead and like just blurt out, yell, scream, do whatever you want to do with Bleacher Report because you weren't the only one affected by this.
Yeah, and I tagged you in some stuff, and this has been an ongoing issue for AEW. It's not a one-off problem. It's almost every pay-per-view. I think I've only successfully been able to load one pay-per-view from the start. Every pay-per-view, it's like 10, 15 minutes in before Bleacher Report works. They are just not, I don't know, I guess they're just not set up to handle the volume of people that log into their app. And I heard some people saying, oh, it's just affecting people on Roku or just affecting people on Fire TV. I connect through my Samsung Smart TV. I didn't see any issues labeled there, but I tried from 8 o'clock all the way up until about 9:20, going back out of the app, back in the app over and over again, still nothing. Look on Twitter. I see other people are still having issues. So it wasn't me. I even tried uninstalling the app, reinstalling the app. And it just, then whenever I did that, it said it didn't even acknowledge the fact that I had bought the pay-per-view and it wanted me to buy it again. Even though I had the receipt for it, it said, well, if you want to watch, you got to buy it. I already bought it. I'm not going to pay for it twice. So it's every pay-per-view that they have this issue. And this one was one I couldn't get in at 9:20. I texted you. I said, that's it. I'm done. I give up. I tried for an hour and 20 minutes. Could not get into the pay-per-view. And so now I am going back and forth with Bleacher Report because when I first reached out to them the next morning, they told me, we have no record of your purchase anywhere of this pay-per-view. We don't, you know, they were doubting if I bought it. And they're like, we're looking at your email address that you're emailing us from, and there is no purchase record. I said, that's funny because, you know, it's on my credit card now. And I sent them a screenshot of the receipt with the order, the unique order number. And suddenly they're like, oh, now we see your order. Now we can find it magically. Now that you've provided undeniable proof that you purchased it. So I still haven't seen my refund. It took them only 2 seconds to take my money. But like everyone else, you know, it takes 10 days to get it back. So we'll see. I mean, maybe in two more episodes, I'll give you an update if they actually gave me my refund or not. But very disappointing. I know there wasn't as much hype going into this pay-per-view because the build was not really their best build that they've had for a pay-per-view. But I'm super bummed because all I've seen on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere is this was like top three AEW pay-per-views, if not the best. Some might say All Out 2021, but like this is like a very close second, maybe third on a lot of people's list. So it sounds like I missed a really, really good pay-per-view. All I know is results. I don't really know anything that happened other than printed results from other people on Twitter. And that's it, because that's all that Bleacher Report would do. they've let me down again. So I officially uninstalled Bleacher Report. So I'm just going to have to get my updates from Twitter because I can't do that anymore. Yeah. It's too annoying.
Screw you.
Every pay-per-view. It's if it was one off, it's one thing, but it is every single pay-per-view that they have issues.
I wonder how much money Tony Khan has to give back, or because you know they always count, oh, biggest buy rate, biggest this. Like, sure, it's the biggest buy rate, but when 30, I don't know how many people were affected, but when 30% or 20% of your, even 10% of your people,
yeah,
have to, that's a big hit. And it's people like you who are like, I'm fed up, I'm not doing it anymore. I'll tell you what, I would, I'm in this mode, which is not for this podcast, but I'm in this mode where I'm petty as fuck lately. And if someone does me wrong like that, Sotero Dispensary, parking garage last night in Tampa, basically, oh, the guy who tried to give me a ripped box last night at the Lightning game for my giveaway.
Yeah.
I've just had enough. I say, no, I'm not okay with this. And I just say, fuck it. And I'm like, Sotera, look, I ordered something like you. I ordered something. I show, hey, you're ready to go. Confirmation number. I show up to the dispensary. Three of my four items I bought were sold out, and there's nothing they can do. I said, oh, you gave me a confirmation number. So that's how petty I am. Every day for the past 7 days, I've ordered $500 worth of stuff and just not picked it up. And I'm going to get my time back. So I hope you do. You can't do that, though. That's the thing, is you just can't.
Nope.
You just can't do it. That sucks. Like, you're just stuck there.
Yeah, because I wasted an hour and 20 minutes hoping that maybe it would come back up. And it never did.
And to put this in the wrestling terms and to, like, bring this back to wrestling, you as a, let's say, for example, somebody that doesn't check out AEW often, or this is their first pay-per-view, and, you know, a lot of cable cutters out there. Not me. I'm smart. I still have cable.
So you pay a heck of a lot more than I do, I bet.
I don't, because you know that. You know why.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got that special
situation. Yes, I do. So but honestly, if I didn't have the special situation, I would still, I am that old school where I want the cable. I don't want to rely on internet. I don't want to rely on a Wi-Fi to then power my Roku, and then my Roku does. I don't want that. I want this box does this, this Wi-Fi. That's beyond the point. The point is this. There's a lot of people that do cut the cord. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's the thing to do these days.
That try to buy this pay-per-view. Now they can't. What if, seriously, what if they're like, oh, you know, we really want to see this Iron Man match. Like, this is unique. It's Daniel Bryan, you know, the casuals, the people from WWE. Ooh, I haven't seen Daniel Bryan wrestle in a while, right? So they're so they're going to go, oh, an Iron Man match. Like, this looks cool. This is unique. Ooh. But they go to buy it, and then this happens, and now it draws them away.
Yeah. You had them, and you lost them, just like that.
And it sucks because we all know, like, the rating before, the ratings were doing better, but the rating after Revolution was bad. And it was bad halfly because the card was bad. The other half was people are pissed. People are pissed. People are super mad about this, but I don't know. I don't know what Tony Khan can do. I don't know what anyone can do. I don't know what they can do to make this better, because it's either buy it on pay-per-view like I do, or find a dedicated streaming service that's not Bleacher Report that can actually hold more than whatever amount of people they hold.
Yeah.
That's it. It has to be fixed. You can't be big time and still do small time stuff like that.
Yeah, they need to move on. And the fact that, like I said, it wasn't a first time thing. They acknowledged it on the last pay-per-view. Briefly, they just said, hey, we realize a lot of people have been having trouble with Bleacher Report, but we're glad you're here now. So it's not like they're completely blind to it. They know that it's an issue.
Yes.
But, like, do something to fix it. Are you just locked into some contract and you're stuck and this is what you get? Because if not, I'd be like, hey, this isn't what I paid for. I didn't pay to have my viewers, my audience, not be able to watch the show. You know? So, I don't know. It's a mess. They need to get it fixed.
Well, we are not a cable television show. We are a wrestling show. So let's get my quick thoughts on Revolution. I won't go too long because you didn't get to see it.
No, go ahead. Help recreate the scene since I didn't get to watch. Tell me what happened.
Well,
tell me what was the good and the bad of it.
All right, I'll tell you the good and the bad of it. The good
I want to hear it.
The good was the Iron Man match, the best Iron Man match I've ever seen in my life. It was phenomenal. I liked the way Bryan Danielson tapped out at the very end. I think that was an ending we didn't see coming. Although I did predict that it would end in him submitting or passing out. Remember that? And I said, and I did say that MJF would do it twice in a row to get double fit pinfalls. We've never seen that before. He actually did that in a match, but with a low blow.
Yep.
So I got that prediction right, kind of. I'll take credit for that. Because that's never been done, and I'm the only one I ever that said that was going to happen. But that be that. I don't like the fact that he threw the tequila on the kid. I'm very
open about that. Yes, you're mad about that.
Very open, very mad. I promise you, MJF. I know you're not listening, but if you do, if you ever do that to my kid, I'm going to fucking punch you. And that's not a threat; like it's a promise. Seriously, and I will stop the show until something's done.
Yeah,
because that's uncalled for. That's bush league. That's indie shit. That's stuff. That's not. Do that in the WWE, you're suspended. That, to me, is worse than what the Elite and CM Punk did, and they were all suspended and stripped of their titles. To me, that's worse. But a lot of people are thinking I'm crazy and whatever, but you know what? I you don't assault fans, because what happens when you do it to the wrong person, like me?
Absolutely.
And guess what's going to happen? You're going to be all over the news for the wrong reason, and your world champion is going to get his ass beat on live TV.
I got to think, like, in the moment, that lady was probably just shocked. But, like, now I feel like people are going to be looking for it. Like you say, like, if you were there, it happened to your kid. Like, if he comes close, you're going to be looking for it now. To where, he's going to do it to the wrong person. He's going to catch a right hook. You know, that's – do it to a fan, maybe, you know, but not to a small child. And, the problem definitely got compounded when we found out it was like, what, vodka or something? Yeah. So he poured alcohol in a child?
And then
it still wasn't excusable, but that just makes it even worse.
No, and then we got people out there saying, well, he met the wrestlers. He met Will Hobbs. That's his favorite wrestler. They made it right. Yeah, they did make it right, and good for them for making it right, but it should have never been done in the first place. And they need to talk to him about that, because we don't need this whole Malice in the Palace Ron Artest situation happening. We've seen what happens when fans and entertainers fight. It's happened.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, there's a barrier for a reason. There's a barricade to keep the fans in the fan spot and the wrestlers in the ring. We can't cross the barrier and do what we want to do. Well, our ticket doesn't say, hey, we may be assaulted by a professional wrestler. That's not okay. They need to fix that. Moving on. I could talk for an hour about that. The Ricky Starks match was good. Jericho was good. Jericho was better than he usually is, so that was a good match. Wardlow Samoa Joe was forgettable. I forgot what happened.
I know that Wardlow won. Weren't we going to talk about Wardlow winning?
We're going to talk about Will Hobbs later.
Okay.
I mean, that's just going to go into the whole situation. That's why I don't want to talk about it too much. Other than that, though, it was a great show. Like, a lot of high spots, a lot of action, like you would guess. The Elite versus the House of Black was probably my favorite match, not only because it's my favorite wrestlers in that company, but because they just put on the best match, I thought. That's not saying the Iron Man match wasn't better, but as far as entertaining goes, I would. If you said, hey, Josh, what would you rather watch, the Iron Man match or the Elite versus the House of Black? I would tell you the Elite versus House of Black. It was just a more fun match.
Yeah, and that would be the one that you would show to somebody, right? If you're showing a new fan, you're showing them that one.
Yes, 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 yes. And the women's match, nobody cares. Close my eyes. I heard it was good. I really heard it was good. I closed my eyes. Other than that, like, it was a good show. Like, I can't tell you anything bad about it besides the whole MJF throwing the alcohol on the kid.
Yeah,
I mean, there was, of course, there's always going to be botches, and there's always going to be like, really? Like, we're doing this? For real? But, you know, like, I always hate spots where the worst spot in wrestling of all time to me is when someone's on the top rope, and then someone, like, just trying to superplex them. And then you have two people go to powerbomb the guy who's superplexed. That's my least favorite spot ever.
Really?
That's my least favorite.
Why is that?
Because the guy's down on the bottom powerbombing him is doing nothing. No matter what, that wrestler is going to fall with force performing the superplex. That, to me, it just adds more danger. It doesn't add anything to the match. It adds nothing to the match. To me.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be a big highlight, but I get what you're saying.
But it's not. the biggest highlight of the night was MJF pile driving Bryan Danielson through a table onto the floor. And MJF doing an elbow drop through Bryan Danielson to said table. He used that table twice. He elbow dropped him from the top rope onto the floor through a table, then picked his ass up. And there was like the table was wedged. So it was like kind of like at a 60 degree angle. He fucking just pile drive Bryan Danielson right through it, like hardcore. And then he pile drived him from the freaking top rope. It was insane. Like to me, I'm like, oh God, he's going to kill himself. He's going to die. FTR made their comeback. That's what it was.
There you go. FTR. It was FTR. That was the one.
That was fun. That was really fun. When the
ass. Yeah, we weren't sure if they were done or not.
Well, they literally said we're not going to do anything until April. They surprised everybody. So that was
cool. Yeah.
But yeah, overall great pay-per-view. If you can catch some of the matches, like on YouTube later, I would definitely watch the House of Black and the Elite. And if you have time, I'd watch the Iron Man match because I can't tell you everything that happens. And no matter how many highlights you see, you won't see everything.
Yeah.
Unless you actually watch it.
Well, I figured I would keep an eye out for it if it pops up somewhere where I can watch it. But
so
it is what it is.
The next thing on our list is actually the MJF Danielson match. Because not only do I want to talk about the match a little bit, but I mean, we really can't because you didn't see it. But I want to know, like, we saw Bryan Danielson's promo. He's going home. Yada, yada, yada. And then we see MJF. We don't really have a next competitor for him yet because he wasn't on the show. Was he on Dynamite? I don't think he was on Dynamite. I don't think he was. So we don't have any, we don't know where that's going to go. Like, that's my, Chris, who is the next, coming out of Revolution, who is the next contender?
I don't know. Who... I don't know who's next. Could be anybody. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be obviously a smaller somebody, you know, a mid-card person, just so he can get a win, right? It's not going to go straight into another high-profile program, which I feel like that means it opens it up to anybody.
So we have this. We have Ricky Starks moving on to Juice Robinson. We'll talk about that later. We have Adam Page still in this fucking Moxley thing. Still dealing with the Combat Club. Still. Next week they have the Trios match. Why? Thought it was over.
Yeah.
Adam Page literally said, I'm done with Moxley. That's what he said. I have a theory on that. So that's another babyface gone. Chris Jericho and their group is fighting with the Elite soon.
Yep.
They're eliminated from the prize. Jungle Boy, maybe? Darby Allin, maybe. Like, these are the guys I'm thinking of where they're not really doing anything. Darby Allin hasn't been on television for a while. We need a baby face, a lovable baby face. We need a lovable baby face to get beat, like, in one of these Grand Slams or whatever, to set up Adam Cole versus MJF at the next pay-per-view. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, and you just brought up an interesting point that I was going to bring up. I thought... Wasn't there a promo for Adam Cole that he was going to be, like, hinting that he was going to be back at Revolution, and then he just didn't show up?
They announced that he was going to have a match at Revolution. They didn't announce it. They just said, Adam Cole.
They hinted at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not cleared yet. Maybe they couldn't find... This whole ROH nonsense, trying to get that show booked, trying to get that stuff on streaming services, trying to get it's ruining the stories. We know this. Maybe he ran out of time. Maybe he didn't know where to put him. It's just so. How do you leave someone like that off your show if he's cleared? It just doesn't.
Yeah, if he's cleared, then it doesn't make sense. I'm just wondering if they just, I don't know, if something came up.
So what do you think?
He wasn't ready.
What do you think about this? And hear me out. It's going to happen eventually. We already alluded to it. We know what MJF was doing at the press conference. What if it's Punk?
That'd be another massive.
It was supposed to be Punk. He came back and he was supposed to feud with Punk to win that title. He was supposed to take the title off of Punk. That was the whole point of the everything.
Yeah.
That was literally he won that match. The firm won it for him or whatever. He came out as the devil the very last moment of that pay-per-view before Punk went nuts, and they had the stare down. That was a setup for Revolution. That was supposed to be the Revolution match.
Yeah.
Never happened.
But do you think he's going to go straight into another high-profile feud like that, though?
Did you see the press conference?
No, I didn't see anything. I saw nothing.
He came out with the white towel. He came out with a white towel over his neck. Like,
oh, Punk. I did see a picture from that. Yes,
he was eating pickles and offering pickles to everyone in there. He was calling reporters morons, which is what he always does. But he had a bloody face. His eyes looked all black, like Punk. He was trying to imitate Punk.
Yeah,
which it's so obvious. I think Punk's coming back. I don't know when the triceps or what was it, a triceps injury? That should be cleared by the next pay per view. And yeah. I believe that's the next pay-per-view fight. Dude, they're in Vegas. They got to sell that stuff out. They have to sell that. It has to be a massive show in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do they do? Which one is it? All in, all out? Double or nothing? Double or nothing, right?
I don't know.
They're honestly, all out of order now. I don't even know.
Yeah, they're all the same to me. I don't care.
Yeah, they're all the same.
So, you don't like I don't know how people would take a babyface CM Punk.
Is that even possible right now? I feel like he would get booed.
If you team them with FTR, yes. If you team him, like put him back in a group with FTR, because they were like top guys and their friends and everything. If you do that, people would finally, at first, just keep them away from the Elite. As in, like, put the Elite in the first half of the show, put Punk in the second half. Like, make sure they're just totally opposite.
Yeah.
Because that might be a problem. But I don't know. It's got to be Punk. There's no one else. Omega? Because you see this thing with Don Callis. He's trying to manipulate Kenny Omega again. You see that?
So it could
be Omega. I don't know. I don't know. They dropped the titles for a reason. They're not winning them back. I think Omega has to go back to singles, and I think the Bucks have to go. That tag division's atrocious. They need to get back there.
Yeah, they do. They do for sure. And
leave the trios to like the mid-card trios, the Best Friends, the Dark Order, the...
Yeah, some of these groups that just need stuff to do. That would give them something to do.
Yeah, so I don't know. And Brian Danielson, I don't think he's not coming back for a while. I don't think. Maybe he does.
Well, maybe he needs some time off.
Good for him. He deserves it.
Like, that's part of why he wanted to go there, right? To get some occasional time off.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, he just busted his ass. Like, he put on a great show. I will say this about Revolution. During the Iron Man match and the Texas, we didn't even talk about the Texas Death match because I closed my eyes a lot of it. I'm not a fan of blood. We know this. There was too much.
A lot of people seem to really like that match, though. It seemed like it got pretty... Like, I heard there was part of it that got a little extreme, but overall, it seemed to be received pretty well.
As soon as he took out the fork, that's when I went to my phone. Because I didn't...
Yeah, I think the part that I heard that people really didn't like.
And I didn't want to watch it. So I just watched my phone until the fork was over. Like, I would look up to see, okay, is the fork gone? Because, you know, the fork doesn't stay forever. It's like a two-minute spot. I just did not want to see that. There was a part in the MJF match where he cut himself too deep, and he was flowing. And I was like, that's disgusting. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. But
those are my only critiques. I know people love it. I know people want it. I'm not one of those guys. I'm okay with no blood ever. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So... Oh, God, just thinking about MJ, I can't get it out of my head. He was on his hands and knees, and blood was just coming out of his face like a freaking Niagara Falls. It was disgusting.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go to main event of AEW, Dynamite, because this was predictable in my eyes. I want to know what you thought about it. Did you think Hobbs was going to win?
I didn't know what to think because Wardlow had just gotten it. Like, I'm confused. What was the point of Wardlow winning a title to drop it a day later or a few days later, excuse me.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I thought something was fishy when the Wardlow was like, we're turning this into a hardcore match or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, cool. Who's going to help Hobbs win? That's my first thought. Cool. Who's going to help Hobbs win? I'm like, is it Joe? Is Joe going to come out and it's going to make it a triple threat match? That's what my first thought was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because Joe's going to ROH. They're finally making a split. So who could it be? And I was thinking, it's got to be someone big. It's got to be someone like Matt. It's got to be like maybe somebody that can talk. Somebody that can be like the ultimate heel that's scared. So I'm thinking, oh, who the fuck was that guy with Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky? Is it him? Is he going to come out and do something like manage him? I was close. It's close. QT Marshall. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. I love it. What do you think about this pairing?
Yeah, it could definitely work. I'm good with QT Marshall. I don't want too much of him in the ring, but yeah, as far as a pair, I think that could work. I'm excited to see Hobbs as a champion too. I've been a fan of his, and I figured that eventually he would get his chance to hold a belt. So I'm glad that they're going to give him a shot with it. I just hope he can do more with it than Warlow, because Warlow's run was extremely forgettable. So hopefully this pairing will work a little bit better.
Yeah, well, and you ask, what's the point? What was the point? What was the point? How did Warlow get so hot? Because he was always the underdog. He was always, even though he was big and strong, even though he was a monster, he felt like he was always chasing. He was always trying to, he was jumping through hoops. This puts more heat on a heel, which means more sympathy for Warlow, which means more fan reaction. Let's face it, he was dead. Dead upon
yeah.
He was dead. Now this, QT Marshall, nobody likes QT Marshall. He's like Baron Corbin, Dominic Mysterio, like these guys that just nobody likes, and you'll get booed because, not because of your work, because nobody, Jeff Jarrett, because nobody likes you. So that's QT, that's QT Marshall. That's perfect, because you want Hobbs to be some massive heel that will eventually realize QT is using him, and then once he grabs QT and slams him and turns babyface, it's going to be awesome. On top of that, Wardlow getting screwed by QT Marshall makes it even better for Wardlow, because we're like, fuck QT Marshall. Come on, Wardlow, right? Now you want to see Wardlow win again. So that's all that was.
Okay.
That's all it was. Tony's like, who do I find? Who's the biggest weasel we have? Don Callis is with Omega. The other guy, who I don't even know who he is. Top talent guy. No idea where he is.
Yeah, he's MIA.
Who would I rather see? I'd rather see, Stokely Hathaway. I'd rather see him. Because I'm afraid that QT is going to bring this stupid American whatever crappy jobber squad he has.
The factory?
Yeah, they need to stay away. This caveman looking guy.
Nick Camarado.
Solo.
I was just thinking about him the other day. I was like, whatever happened to the Geico caveman guy?
They just need to stay away from, like, I don't know if they're still employed there, but don't ever put them on the same screen as Hobbs. It needs to be QT and Hobbs. That's it. You don't need to add no Lee Moriarty or some.
No. Keep them all away.
Yes. Make Hobbs the spotlight. We don't need more help. I'm excited for it. I know you're down. A lot of people are down because they're not smart as me, Chris. I'm not saying you're not, because I know you're smarter than me. I know that for a fact. But people don't see the bigger picture sometimes. They just see, oh, he lost again. There's a reason why he did it, and I'm happy for
it. Yeah. No, it makes sense whenever you you walk me through it there. It makes sense.
I'm glad. And all you listeners out there, I know you're mad. I know you want Wardlow to be this guy. But look, they cut his hair. He looks like a fucking dork.
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't like it.
Nobody likes it. It sucks. If you're going to cut it, go bald fade like Batista. Or like, the whole like front long hair with bangs. It looks so weird. Like, you look like you're going to school, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, Trios three-way match set for Dynamite for the titles. All of a sudden, JAS is a number one contender because they beat jobbers.
Because they came out and said they're number one contenders, so that's it.
And then the Elite comes out like, whoa, we just lost, but we're number one contenders too.
Yeah, this makes no sense. It made me think back to I don't know why, but I was randomly thinking about win-loss records and the rankings. And like, how much is that really just, that never, ever amounted to anything or ever worked.
It was like bad idea.
They had such a, I mean, in theory, it was a good idea. It was the execution that was poor.
You would have these situations where Darby Allin's the number one contender because he beats a bunch of nobodies. And yeah. He's number one. You're like, okay, what do we do now? Okay, let's put him in a match with Jungle Boy against Omega. Like it's so.
It should have been. It should have been a win-loss record
on Dynamite,
based on Dynamite, maybe Rampage, to get some other people's. But like Dark Elevation, those should have never counted for towards your win-loss record. Those should have been like exhibition matches,
preseason. Nobody cares.
Yes, doesn't count.
Yes,
it's got to be on TV to count.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Because nobody counts house shows. Nobody can. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But I'm excited for this match. It was a very WWE segment.
Yeah.
Think about
people
it.
People interrupting each other.
Yes. Yes. It was very
the WWE. Classic WWE formula.
I think Jericho put that together because that's a very WWE segment. I don't think anyone, like the Bucks wouldn't have thought of that. Omega, maybe Malachi because he's been in that system as well. Get rid of the fucking lights. It's so bad.
What? You talking about turning the lights off?
Yes. It's so long. If it was quicker, which is hard to do, of course, but if it was quicker, I'm like, okay. But you're sitting there with the lights off for upwards. I timed one. Upwards for 18 seconds.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
When they made their exit, I was like, are they going to turn the lights back on? Or like, what happened here?
That was the one because I wanted to time it. That was the one. 18 seconds. Because yeah, I couldn't.
That one was way too long.
And I'm like, okay, I know that they're leaving, but like, and then the commentary is trying. Oh, did you hear that? Something's going on. And nothing went on. The lights went on and nothing happened. What do you mean? They're just trying to sell something because they're even like, this sucks. This fucking sucks.
No.
I like the match. I like the people. I like the teams. Just get away from that gimmick. It sucks. Who wins this? House of Black?
Yeah.
Yeah. House of Black keeps it. They have to.
Yeah. They have to. They're not going to. Who are they going to lose it to? The Elite? That would make no sense. Definitely not Jericho Appreciation Society. I think they're there to take the pin so the Elite doesn't have to take the pin again.
Yeah. Who's it going to be? See, that's the hard thing. Is it Garcia, Guevara, Jericho? Like, who takes
Jericho? The pin? Jericho could take it.
I think Jericho could take it too, but I think Sammy ends up taking it.
Yeah, Sammy could take it too.
How hot? Think about this. How hot was Sammy Guevara at one point?
Oh, yeah. He seemed like the next big thing.
I don't even know if he wrestles anymore. Seriously, like he wrestled on, what, Sunday night and Saturday? Like, but other than that, when else has he wrestled?
Yeah, you don't really see him anymore. He used to be featured a lot in singles competition. Really, it was Cody's departure match. That was really his last big match, right?
Pretty much.
That comes to mind?
Pretty much. That comes to mind. Ever since he got with Tay, and I'm not blaming her, that situation, or nothing. I'm just saying, like, everything.
Yeah, because the fans.
Everything's.
The fans turned on him then because they just didn't like that pairing. They didn't like how all that went down. And so ever since then, the fans have just been kind of turned off by him.
Yes. And think about who else is super hot, red hot, in his, besides Wardlow. And now he's a nobody. Who was that? Can you think of somebody? He was main eventing Dynamites, wrestling Bryan Danielson, wrestling for championships. Now he's just a bystander in some stupid group.
Lance Archer.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Daniel Garcia. He was so hot.
Yeah, he was.
He's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
He doesn't look good. He looks good, but what I mean is like he doesn't look like a star anymore to me. He looks like a jobber again. It sucks.
Yeah, they're pulling a WWE right now with the start stop push.
Why would they do this? You have two legit stars behind Jericho.
I'm just wondering if it's too many. Like they're just too bloated, so they're trying to move on to other people, and then whenever they get back to them, they're just kind of shuffled down the card a little bit.
Well, think about this, Keith Lee Swerve. Where did that feud go?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Was one of them hurt? No, that was the Jungle Boy Christian one.
Yeah.
That was the other one that was going on that cooled off, but I found out that was due to injury.
Yeah, that was due to injury.
I think to Christian. Yeah. So.
And that was a good match too, by the way. You would like that match. You love Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
So that was a good match.
I love Jungle Boy. He's great. He's a great babyface.
He is. He's really good. I see this match as, you're right, I see this as the beginning of the end of, not the Elite, but maybe of Don Callis' association with the Elite. Maybe we see some situation where we see eventually Paige joining back with the Elite. Maybe, I don't know. There's so much going on with that story because BCC is 1,000% getting to the Trios titles. Like, they're going to get there. You have Cesaro and Moxley are like a tag team. They are.
Yeah.
They always tag it together. And then you throw in Paige. I think Paige is going to turn.
And so you think Paige would be the third then? Okay.
Yes. And I think eventually, how do we get that to the Elite? They have to have the Trios titles for that to happen, in my opinion. But I don't know. That's just me fantasy booking down the road. But we saw Paige in all black on Wednesday night. And we've seen him angry with the Dark Order multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone fights Moxley, they join the BCC, especially in a match like that, the Texas match. And what did Paige say? I'm done with Moxley for now. And kind of like walked away. And he said, I'm sorry. He said he apologized to Renee. Came out in all black. I thought he was going to fuck the Dark Order up. He didn't. But he didn't touch any BCC people.
Yeah, I noticed that. He didn't go after them. They were in the ring, and he just kind of let them be.
Yes. I think in Winnipeg we see the turn.
Yeah?
It just sucks, though. It's going to be Evil Uno and Stu. I wish it was Johnny Hungy, but he's not as big as Stu Grayson and Evil Uno, really, because they're like the original you know, Dark Order people, members. So I think the turn's going to happen. It has to happen. What else do you do with Hangman?
No, that would be a good progression for his character, for sure.
Why was he wearing all black? He doesn't do that.
Unless they're trying to do a character change. Maybe Tony listened to the show and you heard that you were done with the regular cowboy stuff. He said, you know what, Josh is right. We gotta change his character some.
Yeah, he's going to turn heel. He's going to be part of the BCC, 1,000%. Yeah. I don't know when, I don't know how, but it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, and I'm the only one fucking talking about it. So you heard it here first.
I know there's a lot of breaking theories right here. You're good at calling those.
Yes. Yes, Chris, I am. What did you think when you saw the Bullet Club symbol show up on the Titantron or whatever they call it in AEW?
What did I think? I thought it was going to be, what's his name, Jay White?
Me too.
That's who I thought was coming.
And then we got fucking Juice Robinson. I was so mad. I was like, Jay White versus Ricky Starks? That's a main event. Sign me up.
Yep.
Juice is good. I like Juice. He's fine. But Jay White would have been awesome. So we got like, that's like saying like, oh, the NWO's coming out. And you're like, oh, is it Hogan? Oh, is it Nash? And then you get Horace Hogan.
Man, that far down, huh?
Okay.
Maybe just that's how far your disappointment went down.
That's exactly. That was my disappointment.
It's not necessarily him, but you just had real high expectations when you saw that.
I did. And I was super hyped for it. I was like, this is going to be a great program. Sign me up. I don't know where this is leading to. Let's go. And then we got that. But I'm still happy for it. Something new, something we didn't expect. Something for Ricky Starks to do. I was worried that he was going to be lost in the limbo again. Like he always gets.
Yeah. He's another victim of the start stop push. He'll start to heat up. Now he doesn't get as red hot as maybe Sammy at his peak or Daniel Garcia at his peak. Ricky hasn't got there yet, but he'll start to heat up and then that's it.
Ricky Starks is like the steady diet that you just every day in, day out, you're good, you're solid, you cheat a little bit, you grab some pizza like once a week. You drink a couple beers, but you're good. You're on a steady decline.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Garcia and Guevara are like crash diets. It worked for like a month. And then you're back. Then you're double the way you were. That's exactly what they are. Losers. I don't know, man. I'm pretty excited for this. I'm excited for AEW's future. That's all I can say.
Yeah. looks to be good. I mean, they look good coming out of the pay-per-view, minus the fact that half of us couldn't see it. But that's a different story, which we already covered.
We don't need to talk about that again. Last thing on my list. Your monologue took up like a good chunk of the show, and rightfully
so. That's why I put the notes there for it.
I see that. The All Atlantic Championship has failed. Officially. Failure. Do you know why?
Why has it failed? Because they changed the name? They
changed the name. Because people like me were like, what the fuck is this All Atlantic bullshit? Nobody knows what it's called. Nobody cares. The International Championship sounds way better.
It does. I like it way better.
Way better.
But Even though it's very close to another title in another promotion.
I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it, though.
What are the rules? Like, Tony Khan, first off, he's a fucking robot. He said the same line 3 times in a row.
Yes.
I am Ron Burgundy. I can't believe they let him do that. Well, I guess he's the owner. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, exactly. But
do you think Tony Khan's working his way up to be an on-air like character?
I hope not.
I think he is.
I hope not.
I think he is because he is on TV a lot more than he used to be. And yeah. He's like, all right, guys, we got this awesome, awesome thing we're going to talk about today, but here's Adam Cole. And then this week is like, he did it. And he was so proud of himself. And he was so awkward. And he didn't know how to close it out. And did you notice that? He just had no idea how to close it.
Yeah, it was awkward. As I was expecting it to be.
Of course. But anyway, the match. Why Jeff Jarrett?
Why? Yeah, what's the stipulation for this title? I want to know. Like you were saying, like,
I could have swore I heard him say.
And what is the rank of this title? This is below the TNT title?
I would say it's above.
You think it's above now just by the name change?
Name change and who holds the title and the like there's no stories, but at least it's on TV more than the TNT title.
Yeah.
And Orange Cassidy is a big star. People love him. And he is defending it against everyone, which I think this is why Jeff Jarrett's going to win it.
You think Jeff Jarrett's going to win? Oh, gosh, please no.
I think he is.
Jeff Jarrett's going to come back, wrestle in 2023, and have a title.
I think he is.
Why would they do that? Tell me why would they do that? What is the logic here? I hope not.
They're in Winnipeg. They want to make this a big show. Canadian shows are always fun.
Yes.
What's the biggest heat you can get? Jeff Jarrett winning a title from Orange Cassidy with a live hot crowd. I think this is going to be... I don't want him to win it, but I wouldn't be against it because he could do some good work with it. I'm not saying he's going to hold it for a long reign, but he could definitely get a baby face over.
Yeah.
And when that baby face wins the Intercontinental National title.
The Intercontinental National title.
That's what I'm calling it for now on.
Does this title have to earn its name as the international title, much like wrestlers do? So for right now, it's the Intercontinental title.
It's the Intercontinental National title, Chris.
The Intercontinental National title. Got it.
Yes.
International yes. Continental title.
Breakfast. Yes. Breakfast. Why would you hate Jeff Jarrett winning? What if he gets the most heat? It's sad. Him and Christian probably, besides MJF, get the most heat.
Why would I be upset with it? Because there's so many other people on that roster, young talent. Why are we giving it to this guy who is way, way, way past his time?
Christopher, you're not again. Past his time. He's not past his prime. Again, you're not looking at the bigger picture. Do I have to explain this again?
But like for him getting some heat.
No, it's not about him getting heat. It's not about that. He's a heat match. He can get heat no matter what match he's in. The young talent already has the title. The young talent's not doing shit with the title. He's not. There's no heat with the title. There's no meaning. There's no story. There's no ambition.
Well, because it's with the baby face. They need to put it on a heel, young heel.
Yes.
But a young one.
No. No, because that makes it better when the babyface wins the fucking title. You're like, yes, we want you to beat Jeff Jarrett. Even Josh Kimmel was rooting for this guy. That's what they want.
I don't know. I
know you're not kidding.
I get what you're saying, but I just, no Jeff Jarrett, please. No Jeff Jarrett with the title.
Then who thrones him? Who do you want? Miro?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
it would. But he would be too much of a babyface, I think, coming back if he would ever show his face again. At this point, I don't think he's ever coming back. I know he's not on the list, but I think he's done. Probably. So I've given up hope of that ever happening.
So then who else then? What other mid-card, massive heel, is good enough to beat Orange Cassidy? That's your problem. Who's good enough to beat Orange Cassidy?
I'm sure we could find some people. They just...
Because Orange Cassidy's your biggest baby. He's in your top five biggest baby faces.
Yeah, that's true.
So how do you get a top five baby face to lose in with credibility? Jeff Jarrett could. He's a heel. He can cheat to win. You got Satnam Singh out there. You got Jay Lethal. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't have some young up-and-comer just throw someone out there. I can't even think of someone right now. That's how annoyed I am. Because there's no one good enough to beat him.
Well, I'm skimming through the roster now, seeing who's not busy with the story that can maybe beat him.
That's the problem. There's not. Like, that's a huge problem.
But they don't have any. You're saying they don't have any good young heels outside of, I guess, MJF.
I mean, we've already done Pac. He beat Pac. So there's like that. I'm just giving you scenarios. Like, he's another guy I would think. Somebody in that scenario who would win that title. Because you can't put, yeah. Like, oh, you can't go, oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be Adam Cole. He's going to turn heel. No, come on. Really? Or it can't be like Omega. No, really? It's got to be someone in that smaller mid-card range, and there's no one
else. What about Ethan Page? Can we build up Ethan Page? I feel like he could be.
They tried.
I feel like he's got the look.
They tried that. They tried it. They gave up on him. Now he's on Dark with Matt Hardy. They tried. Like they
really. What if we do a face versus face and give it to Takeshita?
I'm okay with that.
What about that? How about there?
But
there
then we're
you go. It doesn't always have to be heel versus face.
We're in the same spot.
Of who takes it off of him?
Yeah, we're in the same
spot.
Let's
worry about that. Let's worry about that when we get there. If that gives you some time.
Where's the heat? Where's the heat in that match?
No, that's what I said. You could do a rare babyface versus babyface, two guys that just got respect for each other. Well, I guess, I don't know, it's kind of hard with Orange Cassidy because he doesn't care about anything, but.
I think it's got to be Jeff Jarrett. I'm calling it. I'm calling it right now, Jeff
Jarrett. You call him Jeff Jarrett, new champion.
Just like I called the Ass Boys. Calling Jeff Jarrett. I have been so good with my predictions lately, Chris. You cannot deny that.
It's going to be on Jeff fire. Jarrett.
Telling y'all, Dynamite, Winnipeg, they're gonna have a title change. It's not gonna be Jade losing to somebody. It's not gonna be the House of Black losing to somebody. It's gonna be Orange Cassidy.
There's a couple of people on here as I'm going through. I didn't realize Santana is still on the roster page. Sean Spears, I forgot all about him. Sonny Kiss, I haven't seen that dude wrestle in a while.
Well, trimming the fat. Joey Janela.
No, he's not on the page anymore. He's long gone.
Good. Hey, Peter Avalon versus...
Peter Avalon. Here you go.
What if they do a thing where they turn Trent heel and Trent wins it? I'm down for that.
There you go.
I'm so down for that. They teased it. No, they already have that match. They already had it. See? There's no one left. He's beat everybody in that little division. He's beat everybody. It's time for him to drop it.
How about Trench? Not Trent, but Trench.
I don't know who that is.
It's the tattoo face guy. There you go. There's your monster heel.
Who's the tattoo? Is that the guy with Swerve?
Swerve's guy.
What if it's Swerve?
What about Swerve?
What if it's Swerve? There we go.
Swerve's the guy.
Swerve's tied up with Keith Lee in this never-ending story that nobody cares about.
Yeah, let's just end it and then have him take the title. I just gave you like three good people.
You did. You did.
Three
you
better did. Than Jeff Jarrett.
No, I would still take Jeff Jarrett over all those people. I would.
Oh, God.
I know. Hey, I wouldn't be the
heel. Now more than ever, I hope you're wrong.
I wouldn't be the heel of the show if I didn't say that. I do believe it, though. I do believe in Jeff Jarrett.
That would be a true heel move if they put Jeff Jarrett there. That would be right up your alley.
Last thing before we go, real quick, because we've been going long, and I need some tea. Not gonna lie to you. You hear my voice? It sounds like I've been smoking 3 packs a day for like the past 20 years.
We're both fading a little.
Yeah, we are. Jake Cargill. Who is the Canadian? Who's the Canadian?
I have no idea.
Do you not know what I'm talking about? Do you not know my reference point?
Yeah, I saw briefly her talking about that, but no, I don't know who it is.
I looked up Chris Statlander. She's from New Jersey, so it's not her.
Okay.
That's the only person I could think of.
Yeah.
Who should like come out, like a comeback. I can't think of anyone else. So there we go. We have nobody.
Do you think it could be like an old WWE person?
No.
That maybe like isn't under contract anymore?
Like who could
do like a special match?
Is Nia Jax from Canada?
I don't think people would care enough about that.
Nobody's going to care about Jade Cargill until it's Mercedes, and it's not going to be Mercedes because she's going to beat whoever the champion is.
Yeah, she's going for the top.
So who do we say? Nia Jax? Where's she from? She's Samoan, right? But she could be Australian. Australian?
What?
She was born in Australia.
Yeah?
Yeah. Savalina Fanini. She was born, Australian-born, American professional wrestler. There you go. Couldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
What if it's Natalia?
You know, I looked it up, but she is signed.
I know, she's still. She was still on TV a couple days ago.
I didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody cares, Jay Cargill. Your gimmick is over. It's tired. Nobody cares anymore.
Let's see. Who do we have here? Because I just did a Google search, Canadian-born female wrestlers. Trish is obviously with WWE. Natalia, Maryse, Gail Kim.
Yeah, people are saying.
What is she doing right now? Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green, isn't she's leaving on, wherever
she's? She's on SmackDown.
Is she?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I saw somebody else that was leaving their promotion and headed to AEW or WWE. I'm trying to think of who that is. I just saw it the other day, but I don't know where she's from or who. I don't remember what her name was.
If it's Gail Kim, it's going to be a massive fail. That's all I'm going to say. If it's Gail Kim, it's a massive fail.
Why is that?
Nobody. Oh, you don't want to see Jeff Jarrett, but you want to see some 45-year-old Gail Kim? Come on.
Not win a title, no. Not win a title, I don't.
Like, what kind of debut surprise is that? That's, like, the worst surprise ever. It's like, hey, that'd be like saying, hey, Finley, I got you some candy. Close your eyes. He's like, all right, close my eyes. Here's some black licorice. Have fun. Hey, it's candy. I didn't lie to you. Nobody wants that. I like black licorice. But nobody else wants that.
Yeah.
Nobody else. All right, we're going to wrap up the show. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, Josh Kimmel, OUS. I'm crushing it over there. I debunked somebody's legal documentation yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah.
So come to me for legal advice as well as wrestling advice. Go to RTW Chris. He can handle your Bleacher Report disputes over there. He knows how to get a hold of them. He knows their prime contact information.
Apparently, unfortunately.
Well, if you're listening and you were impacted, reach out to him. If you have the same problems, tweet at us. Let us know. We're here for you. We're going to work for you. No, we're not.
Yes.
I'm definitely not going to do that. But that's the end of the show. Chris, do you have any final words? Any kind of, you want like 2 minutes for Bleacher Report, tell them to F off? Like, do you want to go off on them?
I think I went off on them pretty good in the beginning. Now I'm just got to say, this is Tony. Tony, get it together. Get someone better than Bleacher Report, please. Or figure out an alternative route, something, because it ain't cutting it.
Not cutting it, just like you cut that cord. All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
See ya.